Influence, a digital summit with India's educational influencers, powered by Brain Wonders, DynoLab, Stay Curious, Future Ready Kids, and FamPay. This digital summit will take you on a short journey of introducing you to 18 movers and shakers of Indian education selected from across India. In this summit, innovative topics, informative content, and progressive ideas are being shared with you. We remain hopeful that these sessions over the 3 days will inspire you to take your school community to a new direction of development. My name is Namrita, and I will be your moderator for today. I represent India's largest counseling organization, Brain Wonders. With 108 global centers and 12,000 connected schools, Brain Wonders has been revolutionizing the face of academic guidance, career development, and personal growth via its US patented DMIT and online psychometric tests. Founded by Mr. Manish Naidu, over the past decade, Brain Wonders has been nationally awarded on 7 different platforms, including recognition for being the most trusted and digitally innovative career counseling company. Excellence and passion is what Brain Wonders strives for, and with that, let's begin today's session. Before I welcome today's speakers, I request all our audience to immerse themselves in the session and hold their questions, which will be addressed right after the session. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Influence, a digital summit with India's educational influencers, powered by Brain Wonders, DynoLab, Stay Curious, Future Ready Kids, and FamPay. This digital summit will take you on a short journey of introducing you to 18 movers and shakers of Indian education selected from across India. In this summit, innovative topics, informative content, and progressive ideas are being shared with you. We remain hopeful that the sessions over these 3 days will inspire you to take your school community to a new direction of development. My name is Namrita, and I will be your moderator for today. I represent India's largest counseling organization, Brain Wonders. With 108 centers and 12,000 connected schools, Brain Wonders has been revolutionizing the face of academic guidance, career development, and personal growth via its US-patented DMIT and online psychometric test. Founded by Mr. Manish Naidu, over the past decade, Brain Wonders has been nationally awarded on 7 different platforms, including recognition for being the most trusted and digitally innovative career counseling company. Excellence and passion is what Brain Wonders strives for, and with that, let's begin today's session. Before I welcome today's speakers, I request all our audience to truly immerse themselves in the session and hold their questions, which will be addressed right after the session. Let's begin with our first speaker, Mr. Rikrit Sarai. He is an educator, publisher, author, and investor. He is the managing director of Satluj Group of Schools, comprising of Satluj Public Schools, Satluj World Schools, and Little Satluj Preschools, one of North India's largest and oldest, largest private independent K-12 group of schools, founded in 1976 with its headquarters near Chandigarh. Under his leadership, Satluj has been catapulted into the top 5 CBSE and day boarding schools in India, number 1 in Haryana and number 1 in Panchkula, Future 50 Schools of India in Fortune magazine, awarded for innovation in pedagogical practices at the World Education Summit, honored as a great place to study in the world at the House of Commons, London, UK, amongst other national and international felicitations. He is considered one of India's top educational influencers and achiever, as he has been included in the prestigious Business World 40 Under 40 Club of Achievers in Education, and has also been pioneered in publishing. He is a co-founder and director of Rumor Books India, one of India's largest and reputed English language trade publishing houses, and the official publisher of the Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi's Mann Ki Baat. Over to you, Mr. Sarai.
Yes. Hello. I'm audible now?
Yes, sir, very much. You're audible and visible.
Wonderful, thank you.
Most welcome. You can proceed now, sir. The screen is all yours.
It's been wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for the kind introduction. In my sense is a virtual world, of course. You know, I think that the most asked question these days is that am I audible? So of course, and plus you've given me the green over there, so I'll just start. Well, I'm very, very happy to be a part of this session, and I'd like to thank Future School leaders for coming up with such a great an online event where you gather, in this case, educators from all over India, and then in many cases from all over the world as well, who represent some of India's top education institutions and education groups. It's absolutely an honor to be a part of this, and I'd like to thank the moderator, Ms. Sinha. Of course, and then we couldn't have a chance to interact, but I was just told that you've been very, very kind and very, very, very graceful with the words that you've shared about me. So I'm very happy to be a part of this session. The topic itself, which we had spoken about a few days ago, was it is in this case, of course, based on the NEP. And the NEP is one of the most forward-thinking initiatives by the Ministry of Education, which it has been renamed right now as well. I think such a policy document hasn't been recommended for many years. And one of the biggest drastic changes that we've seen in terms of education was, of course, the previous practice of CCE, which has been remolded now into various forms, and it's also a part of the NEP which we see as of now. There are various facets which I'm sure that my dear friends would speak about over the next 1 or 2 hours. But one of the major facets about the NEP which I would want to talk about, which is very, very relevant to our school group itself, is the fact that one of the major recommendations given in the NEP right now is that we have to increase the GER, which is the gross enrollment ratio. Now, the percentages may vary. Those of you who are well-versed with the NEP would understand what I'm saying. But the crux of the whole matter over here is that, as per the NEP and as per the guidelines and the recommendations given, if we want to roughly bring around 2 million students back into the education system within the next 15 years, and if we want to achieve a gross enrollment ratio of close to even 15%, because the recommendations for the NEP are mostly within a time frame of around 10 to 15 years. So if you want to bring these students back into the education system, if we want to touch the gross enrollment ratio that is recommended, and given the massive student base that we have in India, we have the second largest educational population in India right now, we have to open 50 new schools and one university per week for the next 15 years if we want to touch the figures that have been recommended in terms of the NEP. Now, this isn't easy. It's a massive task. It's a very, very big task in this case. So all educators need to align their thoughts. All of us need to be on the same page. The regulatory bodies need to understand that this is impossible without the help of various school groups, various private universities. So I think the most important facet over here is that the government and plus the private bodies need to work hand in hand. Only then we can achieve this immensely important goal of opening one university and 50 schools per week. Now, this comes along with its own set of problems as well. If you're looking at one university per week, and if we have to bring the Indian education system at par with various in the different parts of the world, it means that a lot of skilling has to also be done as well. Now, given the current situation where we have in terms of the demand of skilling, the demand is, of course, over there. But when it comes to the supply side of skilling, since the lack of education institutions, that's where we suffer as a country. Now, on top of that, if you've got to open 50 new schools, and then you're looking at enrollment of anywhere between 200 to 1,000 in terms of the first year of these schools itself, you're looking at around 50 senior leaders to lead these schools. You're looking at principals, you're looking at vice principals, you're looking at the SLT, you're looking at the faculty, you're looking at the fourth grade employees, the drivers, the conductors, the peons, everyone. So that in itself is a massive task. Now, if you multiply this over a period of 1 year, we're looking at around 50 to 60 new universities per year. Multiply that by a period of 15 years. And then if you can just do the maths, my maths isn't that strong, of course. but we're looking at roughly, if I think, 15, so we're looking at around 700 to 800 new universities to be opened in India over the 15-year period. Schools, of course, if you multiply that by the number of weeks in a year, we'll be looking at thousands of new schools to be opened in India. It's a tremendous feat if we can achieve it, but there's a lot of struggle to at least reach this point.